पृथिव्यापस्तेजो वायु आकाशमयि शुद्धन्तं ज्योतिरहं विरजामि पाप्मा भूयासं शब्दस्पर्शरूपरसगन्धमयि शुद्धन्तं ज्योतिरहं विरजामि पाप्मा भूयासं मनोवाक्कायकर्माणि मे शुद्धन्तं ज्योतिरहं विरजामि पाप्मा भूयासं आत्मा मे शुद्धन्तं ज्योतिरहं विरजामि पाप्मा भूयासं। फ्रॉम द कृष्ण यजुर्वेद तैत्तिरीयारण्यक। मे द अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर एंड ईथर दैट मेक अप माय बॉडी become purified so that I may become the effulgent spirit free from sullying passion and sin. May the objects of my senses, sound, touch, vision, taste and smell get purified so that I may become the effulgent spirit free from sullying passion and sin. May my thought, speech and action become purified so that I may become the effulgent spirit free from sullying passion and sin. May my soul become purified so that I may become the effulgent spirit free from sullying passion and sin. What a beautiful prayer for purification. Purification. Only one thing is pure and nothing else. That is Atman. Upanishad tells us, Atma apahato papma. Bijaro, bimrittu, bishoka. E atma, free from sin, free from stain, free from disease, free from old age, free from decay, free from grief, free from death. The moment we enter into the realm of Maya, ignorance, we get a stain. In this connection, we think about Holy Mother's prayer. Sing that full moon, Mother, which pray, O moon, O Lord. There is a stain in the moon, let there be no stain in my character. That is a wonderful prayer. Purity is essential in a spiritual life. Sometimes we think about what is pure, what is purity of heart. Purity of heart is the desirelessness of the heart. If our hearts are free from desires, that means our hearts are pure. All these desires pollute our hearts, pollute our minds, put all good, bad impressions there. Good impression, bad impression, both impressions are superimposed on the Atman. Both are Maya. If we are tied with the iron chain, we are bound. If we are tied by gold chain, we are bound. Both are chains. Both are equally strong to bind us. So this Yajurveda tells us, our body, mind, organism, let them be pure. Our senses, may let them be pure. Our individual soul, may we let them be pure. My mind, my speech, my actions be pure. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure. This purity is essential. I remember a conversation between Swamiji and Girish Chandra Ghosh. Girish Chandra Ghosh started to preach, those who take Sri Ramakrishna's name, they are pure, bas. They do not have to do any kind of spiritual disciplines. Just chant Sri Ramakrishna's name. Swamiji says, Girish, Jisi, it is all right with you because you have the faith. But it is not right to everybody. There are some people doing very bad work, bad actions. They should practice spiritual disciplines. You say only chanting Ramakrishna's name, we cannot purify that way. Otherwise, Sri Ramakrishna would not ask us to practice austerity and spiritual disciplines. That is a significant conversation between Girish and Swamiji. Girish's faith, Sri Ramakrishna is God. I touched God, I saw God, I talked to God. I am pure. I touched him, bas. I don't have to do anything. Master took my responsibility, power of attorney, bas, shanti. Swamiji said, that is all right with you, but all people are not like you. We should practice our spiritual disciplines. We shall try to be utmost to be pure. Kayena manasa vacha, physically, mentally, verbally. Then what happens? Then our whole system becomes pure. When the system become pure, at that time, God descends. God occupies that body and mind. At that time, we shall live with God. Let us meditate on the purity of our heart. As Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Om. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टस् मे हि गाइडस् मे हि गिव अस् स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल। ओम पीस 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 बी विद ऑल। Panchadoshi, chapter 6, verse 29, Chitradipa, elucidation in the light of picture analogy. Vidyadharana Muni, the author of this book, knew that Vedanta is very difficult. So he tried to make Vedanta simple, describing this abstruse philosophy through analogy. In the beginning, he mentioned about four kinds of spaces, akasha. First, ghata akasha. A jar, inside the jar, empty jar, inside is a space. First. Second, jalakasha. We filled up the jar with water. What do you see? We see some star, some sun or moon, all these things we see, the reflection. In that akasha, in that jalakasha, in joint, water and space, both are there. That is individual side. The cosmic side, mahakasha, vast cosmic space. That space reflects on meghakasha, megh, cloud, full of water. There the sun reflects. Sorry, the space reflects. So we see two kinds of reflection. Cosmic reflection and individual reflection. That individual reflection is Jivatma. That cosmic reflection, that is Ishvara, God. That he try explain to us that difference between man, individual being, and God. Now he is bringing another analogy. Rajat, silver, and mother of pearl. We see on the seashore, mother of pearl. And in that mother of pearl, the sun reflects. When the sun reflects, we think that is silver. Just reflection. From the distance, we think perhaps that is silver. But actually, it is not silver. It is just mother of pearl, the sun reflected. That analogy we are going to talk tonight. Why do we have that kind of wrong idea? Panchadashi says, because of ignorance. Maya, avidya, has two powers, veiling power, concealing power, same, and projecting power. Avaran Shakti, Bikshep Shakti. Avaran Shakti covers it, and then projection comes. Example, we see a rope, we see a snake on a rope. Snake is superimposed on the rope because of the little darkness. If it is fully dark, we do not see anything. If it is fully lighted, we see the thing as it is. All delusion comes when there is the twilight. Maybe, because I do not see properly. That is the problem of the veiling power and projecting power. And what is in my mind that we project? All this, everything you know in this world, we are continuously projecting. You are a good man. Oh, you are a bad person. The good, bad are all inside me that I am projecting. Swamiji said, here is a little child in the bedroom. A thief entered, took the jewelry of that lady. The little child did not cry, thief, 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 because the concept of thief is not there in his mind. So all the projection comes when those things are in our minds. Perhaps I'm a greedy person. I was thinking, perhaps that is silver. Perhaps I can sell it and make some money. Actually, it is a reflection on the mother of pearl. A projection, that we are talking about, that how this ignorance works. Some people say that there cannot be ignorance in the... There cannot be... In the Shuddha Chaitanya, in the pure consciousness, there should not be any ignorance. If I am the Atman, there should not be any ignorance. Well, if you have that kind of conviction and realization, then you are free. You have reached the truth. Karjo Karan Sambandha. Cause and effect. Always remember that ignorance, maya, we see this world through three things: space, time, and causality. Space, we see this world. The Brahman has become Jeev Jagat, universe and beings through space, time, and causality. Causality means cause and effect. Now we are searching the cause. First thing we see, ignorance. Somebody, a knower of God, is asking you, do you know the Atman? Kutastha Chaitanya. That pure consciousness is within you. Can you see it? No. Do you know it? No. Do you have experienced it? Have you experienced it? No. Then it doesn't exist. That is the conclusion. That the Panchadashi says in the verse 27. When a person is telling, I do not know it, I have not seen it, I have not experienced it, so it does not exist to me. Bas, shanti. That is the way he is talking about. It does not exist. Our problem, who is creating all this problem? The Chidabhas. Krishna Chaitanya, pure consciousness, is there. But the consciousness which is reflecting on the buddhi, intellect, that is called Chidabhas. That is called individual soul. Such individual soul is thinking, I am bound, I am free, all these thoughts are, I am pure, I am impure. All these thoughts come when this ego comes, I consciousness. I am supposed to think I am Brahman, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. But I think I am not, I never think that way. I am thinking, I am the body, I am the mind, I am the senses, I have this name, I have this form. That is called Vaidhash. Vaidhash, how does it go? Look at iron rod, put into the fire, it becomes red hot iron. Iron is by nature cold, dark, a heavy metal. But that iron rod becomes red hot. It brings heat, it brings light. That is called Vaidhash, superimposed. That heat, fire, entered into the iron rod and changed the iron rod. So what happens, this is called Anunyadhash. The Atman is superimposed on the buddhi, and buddhi also superimposed on the Atman. Experience? When Atman is superimposed on buddhi, then buddhi becomes Atman. At that time he experiences, I am free, I am illumined, I am free. When buddhi is superimposed on the Atman, it seems, I am happy, I am unhappy. All the buddhi, intellect, mind's properties, nature, are superimposed on the Atman. And think, I am miserable, I am fat, I am lean, I am thin, I am blind, I am deaf, I am dumb. All these things are superimposed on the Atman. This is the way this world game is going on. It is very interesting. But what shall we do? Shall we search the ignorance? Oh, then we will be foolish. We cannot explain darkness by darkness. We'll have to bring the light. We shall not search ignorance. We shall try to bring the light, consciousness. Let me give an example, then you will understand better. Here is a chair. How do I get the knowledge of the chair? My buddhi goes there, intellect, my mind, it goes there. I have the experience of the chair. I say, this is the chair. So the ignorance about the chair goes away through the buddhi, and the Atman consciousness manifests it. Immediately, chair reveals to me, it is the chair. So two things happen. Dhiya, buddhi, intellect, destroys the ignorance. I have full knowledge of the chair. And it is the Atman manifests it. Buddhi cannot manifest anything because buddhi is jada, matter. Buddhi does not have any light. It has borrowed light. With that borrowed light, it does these things. You know, in this respect, we understand that how Vedanta works. When we say, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman. In this way, we make our ego big, connected with Brahman. Instead of, I am a fool, I am stupid, I am bound, I am miserable. That ego is also connected with these things. Whatever you think, that you will be. So Vedanta says, this is the way you can change your life and character. I am Brahman. You know, This is the way we can hypnotize ourselves. We can change ourselves. We can change our character. We can change everything. Let us read this shloka first. Swanubhutau abhishashi tarkaisya api anavasthite katham va tarkikam manya manya tattva nishchayam apnuyat. If one disbelieves one's own experience, and since logic is not final, how can one know the truth about anything by mere reasoning? It is argued that no reliance can be placed on self-experience, then how can a logician arrive at a correct conclusion? Do you know what he was talking about? Logic, discussion. Through logic, through argument, we want to establish the truth. It does not work that way. Because Buddhi has its own limitation. It is beyond Buddhi, beyond intellect, beyond reasoning. That is the way it works. So he was talking about now someone noisa tarkena motirapanaya in Katha Upanishad, they say through discussion, through logic, through argument, it does not work. Then shall we not argue? Shall we not ask questions? Of course we must ask questions. For that reason they have three kinds of arguments. First is bada, the disciple asking questions to the guru. And Guru is answering. I want to know the truth. Oh Guru, teach me. So Guru will tell you. Then this question, Guru answers. That is called bada. Another kind of argument is called jalpa and bitonda. Jalpa means he will just confuse you. If you ask questions, he will tell something and quoting scriptures or telling you something, he will just confuse you. And bitonda means he will confuse you and he will establish his own view. So these are the ways people argue and argue. All the logicians, tarkikas, they establish their philosophy through logic. Oof. Dry logic. What is the cause of the world? Vedanta says Brahman. Brahman is the ultimate cause. Shankar philosophers will say, no, Prakriti, Maya, Pradhan is the ultimate cause. Whole creation came from Prakriti. No, the logicians will tell us, no. The whole creation came through atoms. The Buddhists will say, no, the whole creation came from the void. So just see, these people are arguing and fighting. They are trying to find out the cause of this creation. So through this argument, you cannot establish the truth that he was talking about. So what shall we do? Buddha arohaya tarkasyed apikshate tathasati swanubhuta. Swanubhuti anusharena tarkyata ma kutarkyatam. Very good. Verse 30. The chief function of reasoning is to explain things clearly. One should employ logic following one's own experience and not misuse it. Kutarkik. Kutarkik means they come just to talk and chat and all kinds of questions, they cannot come to the conclusions, you know. I remember once, a Pandit came to argue with Swamiji when he returned from America to India, and he was going to take bath in the Ganges. And the Pandit came, Swamiji said, do you have any notebook? Well, yes, give it to me. So he writes down, I am defeated. Jao, go home. thought group. Sri Ramakrishna asked him. He mentioned, this is the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, but I shall never argue with him. You see, if you do not know the truth, some people just come and ask questions and argue. They are not sincere. They do not want to know the truth. Some people come to show you that how knowledgeable I am, how learned I am, how many books I have read. They want to come. With that basis, they come to argue with you. They do not want to know the truth. They want to show their scholarship, you see, literary skill. So anubhuti avidyam avritau cha pradarshita ata kuchastha chaitanyam avrodhi avirodhi iti tarkyatam. That we do have experience of ignorance and its obscuring power has already been shown. So rather argue that kuchastha and not nations are not contradictory. Kuchastha and nations, Brahma ebong Maya. Do you know what he was talking about? Learn how to separate them. I am my body, my mind, I am my name, my form. But it is a false identification. Have the real identification that you are Brahman. So how to do it? We can do it with that mantra. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the mantra. At that time, only this kind of chitta vritti, thought wave will come. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. Not that I am Brahman, I am going to eat food, I am going to do these things. Only one thought comes. That one is, you see, we learn how to repeat mantra. So that continuously I were repeating mantra, perhaps half an hour, same mantra, focusing our minds to the chosen deity, so that mind is glued with chosen deity, and at that time experience comes. Similarly, this non-dualist continually practicing this aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, day and night. So they have the same, then they sing aham brahman. When physical pain comes, knee pain, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. His mind is not in the body, not the mind, not the senses. That is called real experience. That we find in Swamiji. He is eating food, he is asking his attendant, hey, did I eat all right? How many chapatis I ate? He has no body consciousness. Somebody will tell Swamiji, we ate all right, now we can get up. No consciousness about the body. Eating. Nor a Brahman. I shall not read too many Sanskrit. Let me read some verses quickly, then I shall sum up. If kuchastha are contradictory to ignorance and its obscuring power, then who is the experiencer of the obscuring? It is the discriminating knowledge which is contradictory to ignorance, as is seen in a knower of truth. Very important. Kuchastha means, always remember, pure consciousness within us. Brahman. God within us. That is pure consciousness. So inside all of us, there are two persons live. Paramatma, Jivatma. That he is talking about. Paramatma is kuchastha chaitanya. And Jivatma is chidabhas. The consciousness reflects on the buddhi. So these two things are inside us. So this chidabhas, mani, reflected consciousness on the buddhi is the shadow, is not real. Reality is that pure consciousness. That we read in the, perhaps the analogy in the Munjaka Upanishad. There is a tree, there are two birds. Lower bird eats fruits, sweet fruit. Eating sweet fruit, it becomes happy. Eating sour fruits, it becomes miserable. When it becomes too much miserable, he jumps, he sees upwards and sees a beautiful bird on the top of the tree, majestically seated there. Oh, he's my friend, he's so happy, so calm, so serene, and I'm miserable. So he jumps, and again it forgets its fruits, and again miserable, again jumps up. This whole life is jumping up and up and up. When this lower bird goes near the fire, higher bird, he says, I am just the shadow of that bird. That real, that Atman, Paramatma is real, I am only a shadow. That is the whole Vedanta story, Vedanta philosophy. It is knowledge or viveka which distinguishes reality from illusion. Who separates Brahma and the Jagat? Buddhi. Drishyate tu agra buddhya sukshmaya sukshma dorsifi. Kacha Upanishad says, hey, Atman cannot be experienced by buddhi, but agra buddhya, very sharp, pure intellect, can discriminate real from the real to the unreal. On Kutustha, covered over by the concealing power of ignorance, are projected or superimposed the subtle gross bodies, thus producing Chidamasa or Jiva. It is like the superimposition of silver on a mother of pearl. This is called projection of Vikshepa. What is this projecting power does? Do you know what this does? Our bodies, it brings body consciousness. Our guru's body, subtle body. Guru's body thinks I am fat, I am lean. And subtle body, connected with senses and mind. I am ignorant, I am knowledgeable, I am happy, I am unhappy, I am hungry, I am thirsty. I am blind, I am deaf, I am dumb. All these things connected with the body, guru's body and subtle body. It comes from the Chidabhasa. That he is talking about. When we mistake a virtue, knacker or mother of pearl for a piece of silver, what happens is this. First of all, the nature of the mother of pearl is concealed. We do not know it. This is due to what they call the concealing or obscuring power of ignorance. Then on that concealed knacker is projected, superimposed the nature of silver. And we see silver instead of the mother of pearl. This seeing of one thing as another is due to the work of what we call the projecting power of ignorance or avidya. As I told, on the seashore, I see the mother of pearl or knacker. And we see the sun shines on it, and I am from a distance, I say that is a silver. I superimpose silver on it, but actually it is not. That is happening. In the illusion, this is silver, the pearl, oyster, shell is the thing perceived and is real. But by an error, these notions, namely, thisness and its reality are transferred to the imaginary silver. In the same way, the ideas of self and existence which belong to Kutastho are transferred to the jiva through the error caused by nations. By mistake, projecting power, I think it is silver. Similarly, on Brahman, this reality, I am not seeing the reality, Brahman, I am thinking that I am jiva. It is all projection. Day and night I'm thinking, I am this, I am this, I am this. So I believe that what I am that. I do not believe that I am the Atman. As the blue exterior or triangular form of the mother of pearl are lost to the vision, so the non-totality and blissness of Kuchastha are obscured by superimposition. Beautiful example. That shell, maybe at the back, perhaps it is dark, or it is a triangular, or it is a rectangular, or it is round. When I am seeing silver, I do not see all those things. So when I am focusing on the Kuchastha, on the Atman, I do not see that it is bliss, it is infinite, it is all manage, pure consciousness. Those are all the qualities of Brahman, you know, Winjo on Nitto, Shuddha, which is pure, perfect, all those things we do not see. Only I see that it is the Jiva. In the illustration that which is superimposed is called silver, so with the power of illusory projection, that which is superimposed on the Kuchastha is called I, ego, or the sense of individuality. There the problem begins. Then this Atman, pure consciousness, reflect on the Buddhi, that I consciousness develops. I. And my. This I and my, these two things are the warp and woof of Maya. That binds us. You know, that is the reason Sri Ramakrishna's day and night is hammering on this ego. Ego is the wall between the infinite and the finite. The moment you can knock out the ego, we'll be one with the infinite. This ego is limiting us. This ego is limiting our infinite nature. That is the reason Thakur says there are two kinds of ego. Ripe ego, unripe ego. Ripe ego, I am a devotee of God, I am a servant of God, I am a child of God. I am Brahman. That is ripe ego. Unripe ego, I am learned, I am beautiful, I am rich, I am president, I am Swami. All these things are unripe ego. We are limiting the infinite through this ego. How to knock out this ego? With that mantra, Aham Brahmasmi. That mantra will knock out this little ego, small ego. As people think of this, something seen as silver, through they really see the mother of pearl, so in self-cognition, the self is mistaken for the ego. So most people think that if I am, this ego is God, is the limit, they forgot their true nature and think this ego, I am the self. In the illustration, the idea of this and the idea of silver are not identical. Similarly, in the human personality, the idea of the self and the idea of ego are not identical. In both, there is common element and also variable element. Do you know what they are going to tell us? Idam rajatam. This is silver. This is silver. Watch this word, this. This is the common factor. This is home. This is chair. This is microphone. This is my book. This is the table. This is my body. This. That this is the common factor. Look what he is going to tell us. Very interesting. This, how this is very important. People use such expressions as Devadatta himself is going. You yourself say this. I myself am unable. Sometimes we emphasize this way. I myself was present at that playtime. Devadatta himself told me this. Easily, Devadatta told me this is enough. No, no, no. Devadatta himself told me this. Emphasize that he is talking about. So the demonstrative pronoun, this is the common to such diverse perceptions as this is silver, this is cloth, and so forth. Similarly, the word self is applied to all three persons, first, second, and third, I, you, and he. Self-help. If you open the dictionary, how many words are connected with self? Self-effort, self-help, self-knowledge. All self, 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 self. Hundreds of entries you will find in the dictionary. Connected with self, self, self. The existence of that object. Doubt. The concept I, egoity, may be different from the concept of self, Atman, but what has this to do with Kuchastha? Reply, the word self denotes Kuchastha and vice versa. Kuchastha means pure consciousness. Self merely excludes the idea of another and does not say anything about Kuchastha. This exclusion of others is the self of Kuchastha. So exclusion is in favor of our idea. People ordinarily use self and Atman as synonymous terms, and so both terms are never used together. In fact, each of these terms excludes the idea of another. I myself was present. That means I'm excluding that nobody was there. Myself was only there. This exclusion. I am the Atman when you say nothing else. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. I am the Atman. I exclude everything. That is called neti neti. So he says, Shaisha neti neti atma, agrityanai grijati, asanganai sajati, asitona betati, na rishati. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Swayesha neti neti atma, this atman, not this, not this, not this. Agrijyo nai grijyate, you cannot grasp it. It is not an object that like holding this microphone, I can say this is the microphone. You cannot grasp it. Asanga nai sajyate, it is unattached, it cannot be touched. Asanga nai sajyate, Asitona betate, it does not get any pain, nor ishvati. That is the Kuchastha Chaitanya, pure Atman. We often use such expressions, the pot itself does not know. Here the word self is applied to an inanimate object. Such language is used because Atman is the basis of the inanimate objects also. It is not the immutable Kuchastha or Atman which makes the difference between the animate and the inanimate. It is the Jiva, the reflection of Kuchastha, is the in the intellect which makes the difference. Always remember, the consciousness is reflecting everywhere. It is on the carpet, it is on the chair, it is on the table, it is in my book, it is in my body, everywhere. But it is maximum reflection is in the buddhi, mind. There we find chit jad gunthi, the consciousness and unconsciousness meet. That is the called jivatma. They are the animate objects. The Supreme Spirit pervades the whole creation, both animate and inanimate. The distinction rests on the susceptibility to present a reflection on the Supreme Spirit through the medium of intellect. Objects having intellect in this Chidavasa is formed as the reflection are called animate. Just as the conscious jiva is created by illusion based on kuchastha, even so, on it, the inanimate objects are created by avidya, doubt. Like the word self, the words this and that can be applied to all persons, in and he, etc. It is therefore reasonable to conclude that the objects denoted by this and that are also the Atman. This is the Ishvatma, this is the self. That is self, this and that. No doubt refer to self, but this is solidity. That is non-intelligence. They refer to not self. In fact, these are terms of wiser denotation. This and that do not refer only to I, you, and he as distinct entities, but also to Atman, which is the common element in them all. They are like correctness, incorrectness, etc. Not synonymous with Atman because they are wiser denotation. Besides the ideas of this and that, the self and the other, you and I, are opposite pairs. It is well known in society. There is no doubt about that. This distinction regarding this and that not being the self is by the way. Now the author goes back to the Vikshipa, the main topic of discussion. Idam rajata vrksha, idam naiveddam, this naiveddam I offer to God. Idam shariram, this body I offer to God. Idam, with this. This is a common factor, you know, the shayam, this. That means we understand something, this. It is common. As I say, how can I express that thing? The word Swayam and Atma have the same connotation, Swayam. Swayam chaiva bravishime. Arjuna is telling Krishna, "Oh Master, you yourself is telling me this. Being God, God yourself, Swayam, you, emphasize. Chaiva bravishime, you are telling these things. And Atma, these are connotation, which is connected with everything. Antaratma, Jivatma, you are my Atman. That is the way we connect everything with the Atman, self. Difficult. Anyhow, I shall stop tonight, but I just gave you some ideas how this concealing power and projecting power will work. It will come, it is coming, big shape. Concealing power is not bad, but bad is that projecting power. Individualized, when the consciousness becomes individualized. Concealing power, just cover it. Then projection comes. When projection comes, creation comes. Whole creation is nothing but projection of the mind. So what shall we do? What shall we project? Project these things. I am the Atman. I am the Atman. That is also projection. But that projection will illumine us, will give us liberation, will give us self-knowledge. Instead of projecting, I am Chaitanyananda, I am Swami, I am this, I am that, it is better to project, I am the Atman. All which is whole thing is nothing but projection. That is the way Vedanta teaches. Unveil your divinity. focus on your divine power. All right, after this tonight. Om asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityur ma amritam gamaya, abhiravir mayedi, rudra jatte dakshinamukam, tenamam pahi nityam, om shanti, shanti, shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Up to 50, I think. No, up to 49 have come.